When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is The Drive with Dale Lally and Matt Williamson on your 24-7 home of the black and gold, SNR, Steelers Nation Radio.
Welcome back to hour number two of The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. He is Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally, and you're listening to The Drive, and it is time to mock it up.
Let's mock it up, yeah.
Let's mock it up. We're using the ProFootballNetwork.com mock drafter here. And the first 19 picks are in. The Dolphins slid ahead of us with the Rams there to 19. And, well, they took J.C. Latham.
Fingers were crossed there after the 18th pick was in. Like, just don't take Latham. Just don't
take Latham. Yeah, that's the way it goes. So we have two trade offers on the table here. Washington's on the phone again, offering picks 36 and 40 for picks 20 and 119. That was the one we
not
did.
Bad. Yeah.
That's the one we did on Monday, Wednesday, I should say, and then the thing froze up on us.
Right. We wanted to at least explore it.
Yeah. I kind of like that.
I kind of like it, too.
The Rams are also on the phone. They're offering pick 21 in their 2025 second-round pick for 20 and 119. I don't like that at all.
That doesn't do much for me.
Yeah, I'm going to reject that out of hand here. Some of the players available: Jared Verse, Amarius Mims, Jackson Powers-Johnson, Chop Robinson, Nate Wiggins, Cooper DeJean, Byron Murphy.
Most of whom we wouldn't get. Probably won't be there if we make a deal like this.
But 36 and 40.
I think that's a center and maybe a receiver.
See,
or a corner
in that situation, because you're also still going to have 51.
Right.
You could get Frazier.
Oh, yeah.
Potentially.
You would think.
Or Suamataia.
Right.
And then still get your wide receiver.
Mm-hmm. No, that's why I like it.
That's like hitting three doubles instead of hitting a home run and striking out in the other two bats.
Well, let's counter it. Let's try to get a little something more.
Okay.
They stink, so maybe a future pick would be.
Okay.
I mean, since they offered it, we probably can squeeze a little more out of them.
Let's see if we can get their four next year.
Okay.
They're going to probably reject this, but. No, they accepted that.
All right. We made the original deal through with four on top and. Make it happen. Yeah. All right. I like it.
Cleveland is now on the phone. We don't talk to you, Cleveland. Sorry. Okay. So, guy's still on. Wow. All right. So, Byron Murphy's still available.
Wow.
Bo Nix available. Michael Penix, Christian Haynes, Tyler Newbin, Tavondre Sweat, TJ Tampa, Zach Frazier, Deesa Isaac. Let me see if.
We pick very soon. I think you just take Frazier.
Yeah, we have. Looks like Suamataia. Oh.
He went.
Yeah, the Ravens took him at 30.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. All right.
I think you take Frazier.
Yeah, I think it's the move to make here. That's why you feel comfortable moving down.
That's the double.
Yep.
Know?
All right. Frazier's in. Now we're back up again. The picks after him were Newbin, Braswell, and Byron Murphy. Okay. So we weren't interested in any of those guys.
Yeah.
TJ Tampa still being there, though.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. The Dolphins are on the phone. They're offering 55, their 2025 third-round draft pick and their 2025 fourth-round draft pick for pick 40.
Not bad. Then we could counter it. I mean, that's a possibility.
Baltimore is offering
No,
not going to do it. I want to make this pick.
Okay, who do you want? Tampa.
I think I would probably end up taking. Let me just.
We were pretty good in the same set of names.
Yeah, I'm just going to.
We're going to like the receivers at the end of the
later so in the guys round. Still available to us here: Bo Nix, Michael Penix, Christian Haynes, Tavondre Sweat, TJ Tampa, Trey Benson, Adisa Isaac, Troy Franklin, Kamari Lassiter would also be interesting there.
I like Tampa better.
I think
he's more gifted.
Ruka Rohiro.
Okay.
Cooper Beebe, Edgerrin Cooper, Enos Rakestraw, Malachi Corley, Leonard Taylor, Cameron Kitchens, Patrick Paul, Jalen Polk. Let me just take a look here and see what wide receivers are still available here. Troy Franklin, Polk, Corley, Leggett is still there. Roman Wilson, Ricky Pearsall.
There's enough
there's enough
be
there.
Somebody that
I feel pretty comfortable that.
Yeah. My only problem, and it's not his fault, is
Tampa. Who's outside. Yeah, who's right. The slot?
I think he has to figure out that out later.
I think Lasseter can play in this. I know Lasseter can play
he
in the slot.
I just don't think he's a good player.
Yeah.
Or prospect or his rare traits.
Yeah.
I would take Tampa over Lasseter.
I think
that's a pick.
I think Rakestraw can play.
I think he can do both too. But again, him and Lasseter are there because they're not fast.
I'm not worried about fast though. Like I know Rakestraw didn't run. He was a 4.51 in the 40.
Yeah.
But his 10-yard split
is good.
Was 1.54.
No, he's quick.
Yeah.
Mm. In a generic board, I would have Tampa over both those guys. On a Steeler board, I would have Rakestraw over Lasseter.
I just wonder, though, would you have Leggett ahead of those guys?
Maybe. And one of those guys might get to our pick. Or we can even use a third-round slot.
Right.
I think Leggett's a pick.
Yeah. So Leggett and Pearsall have already been in for visits with the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers were at the Michigan Pro Day today.
Today.
With offensive coordinator Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
Well, there aren't that many offensive guys that they would be interested in Michigan outside
receivers
of
receivers in this neighborhood of the draft make a lot of sense. Leggett's my favorite of those.
Yeah.
Because of the size.
The size is, yeah. Do we just
Let's
take
do
him?
It. Let's
just
do
take
it.
Him. Yeah. All right, Leggett is the pick. Now we're back up at 51. Houston is on the phone offering 59 and 86 for 51 and 178. That's
seems
interesting.
Like a good deal on the surface.
That's interesting. We have another offer.
Ridiculously good.
Baltimore's on the phone. They're offering 62 and 93 for 51 and 195.
That's nice, but go away.
I like the Houston deal better.
We're getting,
We want to accept that?
Let's see who's out there, though.
Okay. Well, let's see. Counter and close.
I mean, if one of those corners we were just considering is still out there, I think.
Oh, no. I think he just locked up again. That counter close thing blows it up. You got to be kidding me.
Why don't we wrap up this segment, do a new one next segment?
Well, let's keep talking this through here. So if you do it this way and you go with the...
Like, when we made
we
that
got this,
pick,
we got the center, we got the wide receiver.
Yeah.
You're going to go heavy defense probably the rest of the way then.
I'm always going to have an eye out for a tackle.
Right.
You know, like maybe the Notre Dame dude, or I know we talked about Rosengarten, but maybe, or the Yale dude. Or,
I don't know that Rosengarten's their kind of guy.
He's a little finesse.
Yeah.
He is a little finesse. But that's the only position I would consider other than defense, really.
Yeah.
Almost the rest of the way.
All right, so I restarted this thing. Let's just pretend that those two guys, we've got Leggett, we've got those guys. I'm just going to pick a guy here then.
Yeah, this doesn't matter who you take.
Yeah,
right.
Until we get to 51.
Okay. Because that was our original pick. It would have screwed us up if it had been one of Washington's.
Right.
So we have Leggett and Frazier.
We've got Leggett and Frazier, so we're back up at 51. Arizona's on the phone offering 66 and 104
that's a long
for 51.
Way
that's a lot, yeah. That's our only trade offer now, so we're sticking this spot.
Yeah, okay.
So the guy's available. Johnny Newton's still available.
It's not bad, yeah.
Would you consider that, even though he's not a pure fit?
Yeah, I'm not doing cartwheels about it, but it's not a bad pick.
Yeah. Michael Penix is still there. Trey Benson, Cooper Beebe, Enos Rakestraw.
Oh, Rakestraw we were just considering a minute ago.
Yeah.
That I like.
Yeah.
Is Rook still there? Or
I don't see him.
Jenkins or...
Yeah, I don't see any of those guys available.
Any tackles?
I
think I'm not ready to take the Yale tackle.
Rosengarten's there. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I'd like Blake Fisher better. I'd rather have Blake Fisher than Roger Rosengarten.
I'd rather have Rakestraw than both of them.
Well,
yeah.
I'm not talking this.
No,
I'm not talking
here.
Yeah. But I'd rather have.
Okay. You going to take Rakestraw?
You got Rakestraw. You got Kalen Carson. I think there's a gap between.
Yeah. He seems like he shouldn't still be there.
Yeah. No, I don't have a problem with
and
that.
And I think he's slot capable. I mean, he has the toughness for it.
Yeah.
And the change of direction and stuff. I don't know what his snap count is outside versus on the slot.
Okay. Rakestraw's the pick. All right. We're back up at 84 now. Baltimore's on the phone offering 93 and 130 for 84 and 195.
It's a pretty good deal, but
yeah,
I don't like them.
Yeah, we don't like you at all. Minnesota is offering pick 108 in their 2025 third round draft pick to come up to 84. And I don't like that either.
No.
All right. Now we've got our center. We've got a wide receiver. We've got a cornerback.
Tackle and D tackle
are certainly two things that I would look at here. Chris Jenkins still available.
Ooh.
As is Braden Fisk and Mason Smith.
I would take Jenkins of that group.
The offensive tackles. You're looking at Yale offensive tackle and Blake Fisher.
We have a while now until our next pick, right?
We haven't. No, we go to 98 after this. That's the Kenny Pickett pick that they picked up.
I'd love to get Jenkins in one of those two tackles.
Yeah, I think you take Jenkins. I think you take Jenkins here. Yeah. He shouldn't still be available.
No, right.
All right.
No, he's not my favorite prospect in the world, but that's good value, and there's a lot to work with, and
fits in well. The Titans are on the phone. They're offering 106 in their 2025 third-round draft pick for 98 and 195.
It's not bad. I mean, the thirds should be very early.
The Rams Chargers are on the phone. They want 98 and 2025 seventh-round pick from Washington for 105 and their 2025 fifth-round pick.
Hmm. Okay.
It's moving back seven spots to go up.
I think if one of those two tackles is there, you take them.
You're getting a fifth-round pick next year.
Which isn't bad.
From the Chargers, which could be really good.
Yeah. Especially Fisher, though. If Fisher's there, I think you take him. And don't hold your breath that he lasts.
So you want me to reject it then?
We can't just like put it on hold.
I don't want to do that again and lose this whole thing again.
Right.
Let me just see if I do this a little more slowly this time. I did it quickly.
Can we tell if Fisher's out there? Okay.
All right. Offensive tackle, he's gone. Wait, let me see.
Then I want to make the
no,
deal.
No, Fisher's there. Fisher's
there. I think Fisher's there.
All right, Fisher it is.
Okay. He might be an opening day starter for you.
Yeah, he's got a lot of experience.
Right.
With a place that coaches their offensive linemen really well.
They do.
The 49ers were up at 119. The 49ers are on the phone. They're offering 124 and 176, and they want 119. And everybody wants Washington's 2025 seventh-round draft pick.
They can have it. I mean, it might be an early one.
But do we want another pick? I mean, we're only going back five spots.
We could draft two receivers, though.
We could.
Could we draft a safety that has some slot capabilities?
We could.
You know, end-of-the-draft linebacker is not the worst thing in the world.
All right, so you want to accept that one, then?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, as currently constructed, there's an edge spot on this roster.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? I mean, I think Golden could be that guy, or you know, a project tight end. Or, I mean, I'm
best players available right now.
Yeah, I think
we're up at 124.
A quarterback wouldn't be terrible either.
Dwayne Carter, Jaden Hicks, Dadrian Taylor Demerson, Dylan Labbe, the running back out of New Hampshire, Jalen Wright, Brandon Coleman, guard out of TCU, Jalen Ford, Jamari Thrash, Ray Davis, running back out of Kentucky, Cam Hart, the cornerback from Notre Dame, Marshawn Lloyd, running back out of USC.
I like Lloyd, but I just can't see going running back this early.
Yeah, Theo Johnson, the tight end out of Penn State.
That's very appealing.
Tanner Bordellini, but we already have our center.
Frazier, but otherwise I wouldn't have a problem taking him.
Brendan Rice.
Okay. Rice would fit in. Theo Johnson would be a nice project for sure. And what about Cam Hart? I mean, you'd have a lot of corners, mostly outside. I mean, they're a second drafted corner, but he's their mold.
Yeah, I don't see quarterback here. The best one available is Joe Milton at this point.
I'm not a believer in
that. I don't believe in that either.
I think that's too much of a project.
Yeah.
Rice is fine.
I would rather wait and take Elijah Jones later. I think I'd rather shop in the receiver market here if I'm going to take two.
Okay.
And you're looking at Thrash, Brendan Rice, Jacob Cowing, Tiny, Taj Washington, Tiny.
Did Cowing come in for a visit, though?
I don't believe he has.
Okay, I thought he was on that list.
Jalen Coker, Jaquan Jackson, Cornelius Johnson. To me, I think Rice kind of stands out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't care what his last name is. He's a quality big receiver.
Yeah.
kind of in the Juju out of USC mold, physical. Yeah. He would play. I mean, assuming they don't have another, I do think there'll be another veteran in the mix, but there isn't.
Let's take a look at just real quick at the safeties. Jaden Hicks, Dadrian Taylor-Demerson, Tyke Smith, Ketan Olatupu, Jalen Carlisle, I should say, Kenny Logan, Evan Williams, Josh Proctor.
Georgia, you mentioned Tyke Smith.
Tyke Smith, yeah.
Has some interest. I mean, I'm sure he'd be
play,
a gunner.
And, he can play the slot.
Yeah, that's why. You like him more than Rice? Just a lot of D-backs is not a bad idea to me.
Yeah.
More so than just a lot of receivers. But was Theo Johnson still available?
Theo Johnson is still available. We don't pick again now until pick 176 after this one. So we get a little bit of
I think I would lean towards Johnson or Tyke Smith.
I think I'd probably take Tyke Smith here because I'd
okay. He's going to help you more in special teams.
Yeah.
I mean, Theo Johnson would probably be inactive on game day week one, you know.
Yeah.
But that's a project for the future, big and fast.
All right, we're cruising down here. We're at pick 176, best available, Gabe Hall. We already took a defensive lineman.
Yeah.
Javion Cohen.
Okay, I mean, maybe,
We can take a guard there. Evan Williams, Garrett Greenfield, the offensive tackle out of South Dakota State. Eric All, the tight end out of Iowa.
That's not bad.
Jarvis Brownlee, the cornerback out of Louisville.
That's not bad either.
Tommy Eichenberg, the linebacker from Ohio State.
Yeah.
Isaac Guarnendo, the running back out of Louisville.
Okay.
Jerrion Jones is still there.
You can convince me of that.
Jalen Coker, the wide receiver from Holy
Cross. Defensive backs.
Yeah, the wide receiver from Holy Cross. Christian Jones still available.
You got room for an extra tackle.
Offensive tackle out of Texas.
Especially if one of them projects a guard or.
Muhammad Kamara, the edge rusher out of Colorado State. We both had him as our sleeper.
Yeah.
When we didn't talk about that beforehand. That was
no, we didn't.
This is the first time we've even mentioned him on the show.
We never talk about edge guys.
Muhammad,
he's a special teamer because he's fast.
Muhammad Kamara is number two all-time in sacks at Colorado State.
I know.
And would like to remind our listeners that both Clark Hagans and Joey Porter played outside linebacker at Ohio State.
So,
or at Colorado State, I should say.
A couple segments ago, I referenced the podcast I was listening to, Kuiper, and they finished it by saying, who's someone that's going to go a lot higher than people think? And he goes, oh, Kamara. He like implied, like, maybe round two. Like, and they don't need the Steelers edge guys. They've had the shorter ones before and had a lot of success with them.
He's shorter, but he's heavier.
He's thick.
Yeah, he's thick.
Yeah, I mean, he's just not 6'5 and look like DeMarcus Ware.
Yeah, he's more like 6'1, 250.
He's definitely my favorite name you've mentioned.
Let's take him.
Yeah.
We got another pick and two picks anyways. Yeah, Jarvis Brownlee went right after that.
Mm.
All right. So we still have Cohen.
Not bad.
Greenfield is still there. Eric All, if you want to go tight end.
I would say Eric All, he has injury stuff. I mean, he's had two season-ending injuries, I think. But a tight end would potentially make the roster.
Just looking here, who else stands out here? Boise State running back is there, George Helani.
If there was a really good running back prospect for this neighborhood, I'd be interested, but I don't.
Yeah.
I'm sure they're gone. You mentioned a couple I kind of liked a round ago.
I mean, do you take the quarterback? I think is this our last pick? No, we have one more at 195. So we got our center.
Mm-hmm.
We got a wide receiver. We got two wide receivers actually.
I think we only have one.
No, we took
didn't take Rice.
We took Rice, but we also took Leggett.
I know we have Leggett. I didn't think we took Rice. I thought we decided
on
somebody else.
Wait, let me see here. Oh, you're right. Yeah, we took Tyke Smith there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So let's take a look at that wide receiver. So you got Jalen Coker out of Holy Cross.
Okay.
Jaquan Jackson out of Tulane.
It's different.
Yeah. Cornelius Johnson out of Michigan. Jordan Whittington out of Texas. Ryan Flourney out of Southeast Missouri State.
I'm not knowing a whole lot about this crew.
Aeneas Smith out of Texas A&M. Josh Cephas out of UTSA. Yeah, I'm not loving this group here.
If you're going to take a second one, it's just because I can't believe he's still there type of thing.
Yeah, and I don't see any. Well, Marcus Rosemary St. Jane is.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Jack
that's
Saint.
A Senior Bowl guy, and you know, right. Okay.
Played at Georgia.
Yeah, yeah. You know. I'm Not going to fight you on that at all.
I think he has some special teams stuff.
That's what my next question was, and I thought he did too, but I don't know that.
Yeah. All right. We got one more pick coming here at 195. We are up, and I think at this point you start looking at the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I'd consider a running back. I'd consider a linebacker.
So you got, because here's the problem that they're going to have at quarterback.
Yeah.
Much the same way when they drafted Pickett a couple of years ago, and then they came back and drafted another quarterback. If you remember, they had already signed Trubisky.
Mm-hmm.
They draft Pickett. They looked at it and said, we're not going to be able to sign anybody of note.
Oh, right. No one's going to want to come
as an undrafted rookie.
Right.
You're just not going to be able to do it because everybody's going to look at this and go, well, those two guys are going to get all the snaps.
Yeah.
And so why would I send my kid there? But in this case,
I said at the time, you'd rather sign with the Chiefs than the Steelers.
Yeah.
I mean, because you may actually get some time in preseason.
So you got Austin Reed from Western Kentucky, Carter Bradley from South Alabama, Sam Hartman. I keep getting asked about Sam Martin. So. I don't think he's good.
I don't either. I don't see, if he played anywhere else, I don't think they'd care.
Yeah. Devin Leary. I kind of like Devin Leary.
Devin Leary is the name, yeah.
All right, let's take Devin Leary.
Yeah, he was my sleeper quarterback.
At Kentucky.
Too. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, I think he's...
I'm not saying he's like the world on fire, but I think he could be a long time, too.
He was better at NC State than he was at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, our first two picks are Frazier and Leggett.
Yeah, Frazier and Leggett. Then we got Chris Jenkins in the third round.
We don't draft him very often.
Blake Fisher, Tyke Smith, Muhammad Kamara, Marcus Rosemary St. Jane, and or Jack Saint. I get that backwards. I'm not Jack Saint. And then Devin Leary.
Good, not great. A lot of names.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we went a lot of different directions, which is unusual for us. I think we traded down at least once, maybe twice.
Twice, yeah.
Okay. And didn't have a first-round pick or a blue-chip guy. But we addressed a lot of needs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how many starters we got other than the center.
Well, we got Frazier. Leggett's going to start.
He would today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he would probably be the second-best receiver on the team right now.
Yeah.
And he'd play even if they add somebody else.
Fisher might start,
yeah. But some rotational guys with upside, you know, like then, Jenkins.
Well, Rakestraw or Smith are probably your slot.
True. I guess that's just, okay. Yeah, they're not plugging. Yeah.
Let those two battle it out. Hey, which one of you guys, and maybe they both end up playing in the slot.
Rakestraw could play some outside if he's, you know, some people think he's a first-round pick.
Right.
It's good. It's not my favorite one we've ever done, but I mean, there's some new names on there that we don't usually get to.
Let's get to a break.
All right.
He is the Matt Williamson. I'm Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson, and this is The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio. And Chad Reuter, Matt, has come up with his four-round mock.
Four? Okay, wow.
Four-round mock on NFL.com. Let's see who he has falling to the Steelers here.
I'll say I rarely agree with him, to be honest, but taking on a four-round mock is a legitimate enterprise.
I mean,
That's a pretty serious endeavor.
Yeah, I don't typically agree with what he has either, but we'll see here. He has some trades going on.
Oh, he
has Minnesota trading up for J.J. McCarthy.
But what number? I'm just curious.
Four.
Okay, and possible.
Then he has another trade at eight. Well, that would be the trade with the Falcons. The Cardinals come back up and get Roma Dunsier.
Oh, that would be a nice move for them.
Yeah.
Which is similar to what they did last year. They traded back and then
came back up.
Get Paris Johnson.
Yeah. At nine, then the Bears take Dallas Turner. The Jets,
I think we said like an hour ago, I mean, Atlanta should be looking to get out of eight.
Yeah. And they did. So
there we go.
The Jets take Brock Bowers. That's getting
more and more.
At 11, after trading down, the Falcons then take Jared Verse.
Which they might have taken at 8.
Yeah. Was right. Once again, the Broncos take Bo Nix.
Wow. Okay.
That's getting chalky, too. I did that in our first draft.
Did you?
I did.
Okay.
I had the Broncos taking Nix, I believe. Yeah. It was either the Broncos or the Raiders. I think it was the Broncos.
Okay.
The Raiders take Fuaga.
That makes sense.
The Saints take Fashanu.
The Raiders could break the Steelers' heart a little bit. Their right tackle's a serious need there. Yeah.
Yeah, after the Leatherwood experiment.
Well, yeah.
15, the Colts take Terrion Arnold.
That makes sense, too.
The Eagles then trade up at 16 with the Seahawks to take Quinyon Mitchell.
Oh, I could see that move for sure.
Yeah.
They're aggressive. He definitely fits what they want.
The Jaguars take Chop Robinson.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And it could happen.
The Bengals
are very traitsy front office.
Yeah. The Bengals then take Latham.
But I don't know if they would now.
I don't know if they would either, yeah.
I mean, he's probably won't get to 20.
I mean, they couldn't play him at guard this year.
Yeah. And plus, those Browns a one-year deal.
And then kick him outside next year. The Chiefs then trade up with the Rams to 19.
To get ahead of the Steelers.
To take Xavier Worthy.
Wow. But wouldn't break our hearts at 20.
No. Although he has at 20, the Steelers taking Graham Barton. Now, he was on our list.
He's good.
He's a good player.
I wouldn't trade 20 for Barton today, though. I'd rather see where the chips fall.
Yeah.
It'd be okay.
Powers Johnson and Mims are both still available.
And I would take both of them ahead of Barton.
I think Cooper DeJean is still available.
Yeah. Brian Thomas might still be available.
Brian Thomas may still, yeah.
Yeah, that cluster that we always consider.
Yeah, like, and we have Barton behind all those guys. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean the Steelers do.
Of course.
But that's what we had.
I'd be a lot more I'd be a lot happier if he took Barton at 26.
Yeah. The one thing he does say, this is interesting what he says about him. He said, Barton reminds me of former Pro Bowl guard David DeCastro, but he'll likely play the pivot in the NFL. He started at center during his true freshman year at Duke before excelling at left tackle over the past three seasons. They do like that position flexibility.
They do.
I don't know that he plays tackle at all.
I was about to say the same thing.
But he might be able to play right tackle in the NFL.
He might be a right tackle. He might be James Daniels' replacement at guard a year from now.
Or he might be your starting center.
I would start him out at center, and maybe he never moves for the next decade.
But
I don't know.
It's nice having that flexibility.
You have that in your back pocket.
And that's something that Omar Khan at the combine, I think he mentioned it two or three times, you know, how much we like position offensive flexibility line. with our offensive linemen.
Yeah. No, I'd love to have him. I just wouldn't trade 20 for him right now.
It's the one drawback that I have with Frazier.
Yes, he's a center
only.
Yeah, that's my big problem.
Whereas Powers Johnson can play guard or center.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Barton
can
play.
Things change quick, and they've been unbelievably fortunate with O-line injuries.
Yeah, Graham Barton can play three spots for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's just a...
It's important.
File that away.
Yeah.
Miami takes Tyler Guyton.
I think O-line's going to be there.
Yeah. 22, the Seahawks traded down, then they take Peyton Wilson.
I guess they didn't get their queen or they lost Jordan Brooks. I think they signed a linebacker.
They signed a linebacker, but
wasn't a big name guy. And I think they'll want, that would fit because they definitely want the quarterback of the defense in a Ravens-like manner.
Arizona, after getting,
some trade,
this is the trade that they got from Minnesota for that, to get, at 23 takes Latu.
They can just go so many directions.
Yeah.
I mean, I think one of them will be a receiver for them.
The Cowboys at 24 take Brian Thomas.
I really think that's going to be O-line, but cut Gallup. Cooks isn't young.
Yeah. They took Jalen Tolbert in the third round last year, but he really didn't do anything.
Too much. They're about to invest so much in Lamb that a rookie other starter would make sense financially.
Yeah.
Not a bad pick for them.
The Bills move up to 25 to take Byron Murphy.
Wow. That would be a nice pickup at that late.
At 26, the Buccaneers take Jackson Powers-Johnson.
Yep, I think they're definitely in that market.
At 27,
I see Barton ended up there too.
The Cardinals have another first-round pick at 27. They take Nate Wiggins.
So they have three when this was all said and done?
Yeah, because they traded for two.
Oh, they had two. Yep. Wow, it's a good way to rebuild.
Yeah. At 28, the Packers take Troy Fatanu.
Ooh. I think we would have taken
that's,
him.
That's a heck of a bargain there.
That's a heck of a bargain, but I don't think we'd have had him.
We would not have, no. And Mims are still available.
Right.
Yeah.
And DeJean,
29, the Lions take Darius Robinson.
I can see that. He might play some edge opposite Hutchinson, kick inside. Their D-tackles are nose-ish.
Yeah. At 30, he has the Ravens taking Patrick Paul.
Ooh, I don't think Patrick Paul's very good.
Yeah, he's... athletic, and but he's a work in progress.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a basketball.
He might be better than Filele.
Oh yeah, I'm very different than Filele. I mean, I think O line there is very much in play.
Yeah. How about this one? 31. He has the 49ers taking Max Melton.
Wow. I don't know that Melton will be there in the second round for the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I like him.
Yeah,
I like him a lot. At 32, the Rams, after trading down with the Chiefs, take Johnny Newton.
Really. Oh, okay. I always think of him as Jazeer Newton. Okay.
Yeah.
No, that makes
Jerzon
sense.
Newton.
Yeah, they'll be happy about that.
Yeah. Moving on to round two, we'll just kind of focus here on the Steelers picks here, unless I see something. Well, Mims goes at 34 in a trade up by the Patriots.
Oh, if he was still there after Thursday.
Yeah.
Whoever has.
Penix went one overall to the Raiders. Oh, that was a projected trade with the, I'm sorry, that was the projected trade that the Raiders trade up to take Penix.
Gotcha. Okay. I can see them doing that. I exactly think that's who Penix is. It's like the first pick of the second round.
The Patriots then take Mims at 34, which is crazy.
That.
Braden Fisk goes at 37. That's good.
Yeah.
Cooper DeJean goes at 38.
Oh, I'd be on the phone trying to trade up at that
point. Oh, absolutely. Let's see here. Rakestraw goes at 40.
Okay.
Kool-Aid McKinstry at 42. Cam Hart at 43.
Wow.
Run on corners.
Big corners,
yeah. The Saints, with that trade back, or no, they trade with the Raiders to come up and get Ladd McConkey at 45.
Okay.
The Colts take Leggett at 46.
That would make sense. They like trades.
Yeah. Blake Corum, the first running back, to go at 47 to the Giants.
They have a big need. I mean, it's Singletary right now.
Yeah.
I don't think Corum will be the first one to go, though.
Sweat goes to the Jaguars. Cincinnati takes a Donnie Mitchell.
Wow, that'd be a nice pick for them, too. Yeah. I think he goes well before that.
And then Zach Zinter goes at 50, and the Steelers, he has them taking at 51, Troy Franklin.
Okay. I like Franklin a lot.
I don't like him for the Steelers, though.
I don't love him for the Steelers. He's skinny. He does no blocking. But he is explosive. Like, in a generic board, I considered him as my fifth receiver.
Yeah.
Then he fell short. He was, I think he'd be six or seven. He's a good player, but he also gets pushed around a little bit, too.
Yeah. The Browns took Edgerrin Cooper, the second linebacker off the board. The Dolphins take Mason Smith.
Wow.
At 55.
Early, but
yeah.
They have a need.
Cowboys go with Jonathan Brooks. They have a need there. Although I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see them. They need a running back.
They do.
But do you take a running back coming off of an ACL?
They need a running back now.
Yeah, they need a running back, and they need one now.
Yeah, they do.
Let's see here. Keon Coleman goes to the Texans. Would you rather have Keon Coleman, or would you rather have Troy Franklin? I think I'd rather have Coleman.
For the Steelers, I'd rather have Coleman on a blank list, a generic list. I'd have Franklin ahead of him.
Yeah.
But for the Steelers, I'd rather have Coleman.
And the Ravens take TJ Tampa at 62.
Mm.
I think I'd rather have TJ Tampa than Franklin.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He has Rosengarten, the aforementioned Rosengarten, going at 63 to San Francisco.
Yeah, he's a movement-based guy.
And he has, at 64, the Rams, in that trade with the Chiefs, taking Trayvon Wallace, which was his initial, if you remember, in his first mock draft about a month ago, he had him going to the Steelers at 20.
Oh, really?
Which is, we definitely didn't agree with that.
No.
Trayvon Wallace.
I'm not even sure I'm taking him
in the second round.
Right.
Yeah. All right, moving on to round three here. Kamari Lassiter at 65.
No, that's a nice pickup.
Yeah.
I don't think he's great, but I think he's not going to be a bust.
No, I think he's very solid.
Very capable, yeah.
Let's see. DJ James goes to the Chargers. Tyler Newbin to the Giants at 70. Jeremiah Trotters.
They lost McKinney.
Jerrion Jones at 73 to the Lions.
Yeah, okay.
Kingsley Suamataya at 74 to the Falcons.
Wow, I don't think he lasts nearly that long.
No, certainly I would have him going ahead of...
I'd take him over Franklin.
Yeah. Roman Wilson goes at 75 to the Bears.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah. Let's see here. Johnny Wilson, one of my pre-draft guys there, or pre-combine guys, goes to the Raiders at 77. He is massive.
He is massive.
Junior,
I think he'd be Kyle Pitts here.
Yeah.
You know.
Junior Colson goes to the Falcons at 79. The Bengals at 80 take Brandon Coleman, guard out of TCU.
Yeah, there's some buzz about him. Good athlete.
The Steelers. I don't like this pick. He has him taking Javon Foster, the Missouri offensive tackle.
Hmm.
He might be a guard.
I think he's a guard, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's... Someone was saying the Steelers have looked at him, or I don't know. There's some link I heard of the two teams, but... He's okay. I mean, it's a third-round pick. He's a big bruiser.
I guess. I mean, try him at right tackle.
Yeah.
The Browns at 85, right after that, take Yale offensive tackle.
Yeah, I'd prefer him. Or Suamataya went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on the phone like crazy.
Chris Jenkins goes at 86. Zach Frazier goes at 87 for the Cowboys.
That ain't happening.
Yeah. Cedric Gray, Theo Johnson, Ricky Pearsall at 90. Tanner Bordellini at 91 to the Packers. Baltimore takes Mason McCormick, the South Dakota State guard.
He's another one who's got some buzz, some of these guards.
94.
I wonder if any of those guards have center backgrounds that I don't know about yet.
Yeah, it could be.
I mean, it's not uncommon.
San Francisco at 94 takes Luke McCaffrey, uniting the McCaffrey brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chiefs take at 95 Blake Fisher. I would prefer Blake Fisher.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Malachi, play right away for them.
Yeah, Malachi Corley goes at 96.
Wow, that's late.
Yeah. The Bengals then take Christian Boyd out of Northern Iowa at 97. Hmm. And the Steelers at 98 with the pick that they got for Mason Rudolph, or for Kenny Pickett, take Muhammad Kamara out of Colorado State.
Not a need, but value there. Yeah. And I bet they like him a lot.
I mean, we just got him down at the
middle. Yeah.
So
interesting. And he does four rounds?
He did four, yeah. So we're going to cruise down here to the Steelers. Fourth round pick. Probably won't see a whole lot here that jumps out to me here. Let's see here. Get to the Ravens take Jalen Polk.
Oh, that's late for him. I think he's a day two guy. I've heard a lot of Robert Woods comparisons with him.
Yeah.
On his best day, and you're not end of career. Robert
Jaguars Woods. Took Kyrie Jackson, cornerback out of Oregon.
Good value there.
Yeah. Bo Brady goes to the Colts at 117. Rook Arohoro goes to the Seahawks at 118.
The pick before the Steelers.
Pick before the Steelers. Yeah. And the Steelers take at 119 Mike Sainistil.
Wow. I would have taken both those guys well before that.
Yeah.
But, boy, I'll take him in the fourth round.
Yeah, absolutely.
Weirder things have happened than slot corner.
Yeah, and he's especially a smaller guy.
Now,
what
I mean.
Yeah, not going to be for everybody, but, boy, he can play football.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of rooms going, do we take Jackson from Oregon or do we take him?
Yeah.
Like, and the one's going to say, well, he's 6'3", and this guy is short.
Yeah. 128, the Packers take Andrew Phillips, the Kentucky corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Good player. Brendan Rice goes at 129 to the Cardinals.
I think that's about the right neighborhood for him.
The Ravens take Jalen Harrell, the edge out of Michigan, at 130. Let's see here. And that's pretty much it. 49ers take Audric Estime because they like to collect running backs.
Yeah. I'm trying to think who their true two is right now. It's kind of messy.
Yeah. Is it still Mason?
I guess. I mean, it's been kind of a revolving door.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be nice to have someone that's clearly a two. And he's a banger.
Yeah. That's his Chad Reuter's four-round mock. I mean,
not horrible. I mean, there's some things I don't agree with, but not horrible. There were some guys that were third-rounders and fourth-rounders that I think go in round two, you know, Simataya and guys like that, you know, Rook, some of those dudes.
Yeah, Sainistil.
Yeah. Jenkins went late.
So, anyways, let's get to another break.
Okay.
He is the Matt Williamson. I am Dale Lally. You're listening to The Drive here on Steelers Nation Radio. We'll be back to finish up the show right after this. Welcome back. I'm Dale Lally. He is the Matt Williamson. And I just want to mention one more thing here. We've done a lot of trade downs in our mock drafts. I have one here from CBSSports.com done by Josh Edwards, who, I don't know, again, he's kind of like Chad Reuter. I don't always agree with him.
Okay.
His Steelers trading up, and I don't see that happening.
I don't either. However, I always reference these podcasts I listen to, and it was Dane on the Athletic podcast saying, this Steeler, him and Robert Mays had a good conversation. They were going back and forth. And they said, to paraphrase, this Steeler offensive or front office isn't what they used to
They've
be.
They've been aggressive.
They're a little bit different. Even the old one have traded up for Polamalu and Bush, et cetera, et cetera. And they both kind of said, what if Roman Dunze is there at 10?
Here's the guy they have.
They have
him trading up for, and this would be a guy I would consider trading. So he has Brian Thomas going at 14 to the Saints.
Okay.
And then the Steelers trading up to 15 with the Colts to get Latham.
Mm.
Latham would be a guy I would trade up for. He's my number two tackle.
Yeah. And boy, he fits, and he's a right tackle, and you stick him right in there. Yeah. That's a good one.
I don't know what you would have to give up, though, to get that. He doesn't really say what the cost
is.
That would be my problem.
Right.
And I don't want to do that.
Right.
And short myself.
See, if it's only a third, if I only have to move up two spots, although I know Cincinnati's there, but if you could get the 17 with one of your thirds.
Well, this is going to 15.
Four.
This is going up five spots.
That's what makes me think it might be
two. If I could get there, I've got a lot of picks next year.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can get there giving up something next year and maybe.
All right, hypothetical. Would you give up 20? your last third round pick this year and next year's third for Latham.
Okay, so the last third round pick this year is 98.
It's pretty late. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the last pick of the third round. But I like that.
We always get people we like.
People we like with that.
It's not a throwaway pick at all.
You're giving that away. That's the one that they turned. It was. They got 118, 119.
Mm-hmm.
They traded 119 to go up to 98. So they moved up 21 spots on purpose,
right,
because that's a nice spot to be in this draft.
2098 and Steelers.
I would think about
third.
If it was 119 and a future pick.
Yeah.
But I don't know that gets it done.
Right. I'm not even saying to get to 15. I'm just saying for Latham, would you give up 2098 and future third? So I think that's about fair.
That's about a fair asking
price.
That's
the over-under number, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I love Latham.
Tackles don't grow on trees. It's a weird year for
tackles. 360-pound tackles definitely don't grow on trees.
Pro bowlers are right, yeah. I think I would be strongly considering
that. I would consider it.
Yeah.
But I think a lot depends on what else happens here over the next month.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
we're better have a receiver. Like, if you go into this draft needing two receivers, I think trading up becomes really hard because you just need more picks at your disposal to do that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And where's your center come from?
Right.
You know, like, if you do a trade like that, you're not trading up in round two.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't trade up twice. I mean, that wouldn't happen. You're keeping your fingers crossed that you get Frazier 51. Or you're taking a Bortolini in the fourth or something like that, which isn't the end of the world, but it's not what people want to hear.
I want to plug him in from day one and make him the starter.
Absolutely. I mean, people want the next Jermoni Dawson. I get it, but you can't have it all.
Yeah. Who would have still been available in this one? Well, the Colts moved down to take McKinstry. Powers Johnson went 21.
Mm-hmm.
Graham Barton.
And you'd have to assume Latham would have went somewhere else.
Yeah. Barton went 24. Well, the Bengals took Fatanu instead.
Okay. Which, again, they might not take a tackle. Everyone has them always taking a tackle.
But they could also play Fatanu at guard.
Mm-hmm. Or Latham, they could have stuck at guard, too.
Yeah, right.
We did that in one mock.
So, okay, would we pass on Fatanu? Would you trade what you just talked about?
Mm-hmm. Two-thirds and a 20.
Yeah. Or Fatanu. I think I'd take Fatanu. Yeah.
And keep the thirds.
Yeah.
If you had a crystal ball right. And at that point, you would. I mean, if you had to trade that much to get to 15, you still knew Fuaga and Fatanu are on the board, and Latham's on the board at 15, you know, when you're having these conversations. I might just sit still and be like, if two of them go 15, 16, then I'm getting real nervous, and then I might consider moving up. Or you just stick there and somebody else falls to you, you know. I mean, again, Latham, we just talked through it. I'm excited or interested in trading up for Latham. I don't know that I'm super interested in trading up for Fuaga or Fatanu.
Right.
I'm real interested.
But I'd be real interested. I'd love to get him at 20, though. Yeah.
I mean, if one or two of them had already gone, it would make me more apt to say yes.
Yeah. But that's not a bad spot when you look at it that way, at 15, Latham, Fatanu, and
Fuaga
are all still available. Like,
I think it's pretty clear to our listeners, I like Mims more than you like Mims. Is he still there?
Yes.
That would also make me less likely to move up.
Right.
You know?
As is Barton, as is Powers Johnson. I mean, there's five offensive linemen there that could start on day one from day one.
Because one thing I was going to say, it was kind of a little different angle, is let's say you would trade two-thirds and 20 to go get Latham. And you're thrilled about it. He's a great player.
Yeah.
Tremendous. I might call Connor Williams.
Yeah.
You know, and be like, I know you may not play all year. How about you sign a 2-year deal?
I don't think he sits out there. I don't think he misses the entire year.
I don't think he
misses
the whole year either. You know,
but again, the problem becomes when he comes back, he's the center.
Yeah.
This isn't like plugging a guard back in.
Oh, I know.
This is your center.
That's why he's out there. Yeah, right. And he's getting low ball offers right now.
Yeah.
But I might bump up my offer a little then.
Yeah. It's just, that's why I just don't, because of the way this draft sets up, I don't see a trade up unless you are going up to get one of, you know, Roma Dunze or something
that. One of the blue chip
guys. If he were available at 15.
Ooh. Like if he gets past the Bears.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone.
Yeah, that's a little
maybe.
Different.
I mean, I'm not a big trade up believer, but
yeah.
Put him next to Pickens is really exciting.
Right.
And sign Tyler Boyd or whatever. Yeah. You know, I mean, yeah, someone that's be a three. And
or, you know, anybody.
Anybody, right. I mean, there's a lot of names that would fit that. Renfro or, you know, yeah. somebody that's a capable player. You know, $4 million guy.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
But that's the only I hesitate in this draft because of the depth at the offensive tackle position to move up. It's different than last year when they moved up.
Much different.
Yeah. There were three guys.
That's how it always is. Yeah. There's never six or seven.
Right.
And when you're picking 20. Like if I were 32, like if I'm the Chiefs and I'm convinced tackle's my biggest need, well, I might trade up to 22 or 19 to get a tackle in this draft because you're still getting a Broderick Jones-like prospect for the Super Bowl champs.
Right.
You know, when it's
yeah.
said and done. Like how many years did the Steelers, the Patriots go with – fine linemen, but not early picks of tackle because they don't exist. You know,
right.
The Chiefs can't get Broderick Jones.
No. You know, right. They're just not. And it's a definite need for them.
And this year, maybe you can. You know,
right.
Maybe you can get a whatever grade you put on them, starting tackle, blue chip type guy for the Super Bowl champs.
Right.
Like that, you know, maybe the Niners do it. You know, one of those two teams.
Yeah.
And I'd give a lot if I were them to go move up and get Fuaga.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
It goes a long way.
Yeah, that's why, I think because of that, I think the Steelers will get trade down offers.
I think so, too. It might be an edge. It might be.
One of those tackles.
I don't think it'd be Knicks. But it might be a tackle.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Powers Johnson. Could be a corner. Byron Murphy.
And if I can, you know, I want to come out of this with a center.
I know.
And I want to come out of this.
I don't want to go down the Connor Williams road.
Right.
You know, but
because of the issues there.
Yeah. I mean, if I knew he was clean, I would have signed him a month ago. Or
right.
2 weeks ago.
Or, if he was clean, he would already have been signed by somebody. Mm-hmm. And then maybe one of those other guys is still available. It's just
or
the way
if
it goes.
I knew he's a chance to play week one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the writing's on the wall that it's the league doesn't
probably not.
That.
Yeah.
Right. Or
otherwise, he'd be signed.
Yeah, exactly. But as a fallback plan, and Bortolini.
Yeah.
And...
what I wonder happens with Connor Williams is, does this go all the way to training camp, and then he signs like that week,
and he's a steal
with somebody, and he's like, okay, I'm like a 1 year prove it deal,
mm-hmm.
and then you,
and he has pads on week one of training camp,
right?
Yeah, now you're talking.
Now you're talking.
Like he's healed. You know,
yeah.
Right. Now I'll give him a deal.
So that's the wild card sitting
mm-hmm.
out there.
He is sitting out there, but. It sure looks like he's not ready for opening day.
It's a wild, wild card, though.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to have to – because one of the teams that is center needy in this draft
mm-hmm.
is probably not going to get
probably
their
not.
Center.
Probably not. I mean, not one of the top three.
Right.
I mean,
you're settling for a Bortolini or you're mm-hmm. you know, one of those guys. Then you call Connor Williams.
Yeah. And then maybe the Steelers are that team because they got – loaded everywhere else. Like, couldn't believe this receiver was there. Or chose someone over Frazier that was they couldn't believe was still there. You know, whatever that, however that works out. I don't know much about injuries. I hate talking about injuries. But I do know that some of these recoveries have landmarks. You
mm-hmm.
know, like, once he hits this stage of his recovery, it's pretty smooth sailing. You know,
yeah.
And maybe that's what teams are rooting for, you know, waiting for. That I don't know, and I can't comment on. I didn't go to med school, and never will. You know, but he is a good player, and he's a center, and he's a free agent, and he's free right now.
Yeah, I'm just looking here. There, I mean, some of the stuff out there. Who will sign Connor Williams in free agency?
Mm-hmm.
Potential landing spots. You're looking at the Titans. They could use any offensive lineman anywhere.
I mean, Williams was a guard.
He was a guard.
Too,
he could play.
So,
yeah,
right.
Which would. If you need him to do that.
And the Titans aren't going to win anything this year anyway.
Right.
Like, I would consider signing him.
Chicago?
Okay. They brought in two interior linemen, though.
Yeah. The Chargers?
Okay. They just signed Brown.
Yeah.
He's not great, but he's a center.
The Giants?
They signed a bunch.
They have the Eagles on here.
Maybe. They could wait on them.
Those are the teams. No Steelers.
I bet I could come up. Whoever wrote that article, I bet I'd do a better job.
Lorenzo Orania on the Pro Football Network. So,
like, I'm thinking of not so great teams like the Titans or Washington. Okay, you're not going to play for me for a while. When you do, you're either going to be a guard or a center for
yeah.
me. Someone that's guard and center needy that doesn't need them this second. I bet there's five or six interested teams.
Yeah.
You know they've gotten calls. It's not like, you know, his agent's phone hasn't rung.
Right. No, I'm sure people have been talking to him. Mm-hmm. You know,
the medical must not be great right now.
Yeah, where you at? I'm seeing more and more news here. Like these, there's
recent stuff.
This is all in the last 24 hours. So it's probably the agent putting news out there. Hey, my guy's still here, and their team's out there. So yeah, this is coming from his agent. So that's one of.
I get that. But he might be a steal for the Steelers right now.
Yeah, but that ACL was on December 11th.
I knew it was really late. I thought it was the end of November.
So he's, I don't even know if he's like up and moving around here.
Probably not. Like, I bet he has no videos to show people of him running or, you know.
Yeah, this is his, Drew Rosenhaus is his agent, which is actually, the Steelers have a pretty good relationship with Drew Rosenhaus.
There's some teams that he's going to be rolled out in with, and I bet Pittsburgh's one of them.
So he went on, Rosenhaus went on a TV station in Miami, WSVN. Hmm. And said Connor had a pretty significant knee injury. Without getting into his private business, it was a significant knee injury. So he's taking his time with the rehab. I don't think his immediate plans are to sign with the Dolphins or any team right now. I think he's focused on his medical situation, getting healthy, and then we'll see where he stands at that point. So it's not going to be anytime soon that we see Connor Williams signing with an NFL team. This is coming from his agent.
One of the most respected agents ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So maybe the Steelers are like, well, how about we do something in June?
Right. This is going to be a post-draft thing, I think.
Sure sounds like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's good to know.
Yeah.
I mean, still
out there. That's sitting out there. You know he's out there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they have a handshake deal with him.
But the problem is you know he's out there, but he's also out there for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And he has flexibility that he could play guard or center.
Yeah.
And so if he
gets... He's actually a tackle with Texas.
He was a tackle, too. Yeah. Yeah. So any team that comes out of the draft and goes, well, we could use an extra lineman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there he is.
And you'd like to sign him to a 2-year deal.
Right.
Because if you only get a year and a half out of him. And if I'm him, I'm not signing low on a 2-year deal.
Right.
I'd rather be a free agent a year from now.
Yeah. Because he's 26.
And he's good, too. And he fits the system really, really well.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a really good year for the Dolphins.
So, well, let's see where that goes. But
forget about it.
Yeah, yeah. That's going to do it for our show today. I just want to remind everybody, Matt and I will be back on Sunday.
Right.
A special Sunday show for us. We don't do many Sunday shows unless it's training
Sunday
camp.
Sunday in the sun.
Sunday in the sun. We will be in Orlando for the league meetings. We'll go over all the rule change proposals that are going to be talked about this week. That's from 10 to 12. We'll also be on from 10 to 12 on Monday, 10 to 12 on Tuesday, and 10 to 12 on Wednesday. Some special times there for the drive in Orlando. But for my partner, Matt Williamson, I am Dale Lally. We thank you for listening to this edition of The Drive on Steelers Nation Radio.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.